the processional hymn 189, as with gladness men of old did the guiding star behold. Our service on this second Sunday of the season of Epiphany. This is also the Sunday during the annual week of prayer for Christian unity. So we will be joining with Christians the world over in acknowledging our differences, but seeking a greater understanding between our various denominations as we pursue Christ's pilgrimage on earth. The service is the order of Holy Communion, beginning with the opening greeting on page 201. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
From the rising of the sun to its setting, my name is great among the nations, and in every place incense is offered to my name, and a pure offering, for my name is great among the nations, says the Lord. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what our Lord Jesus Christ says: you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it: You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to intercede for us in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. Let us then confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may walk in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Glory to God in the highest.
God, in Christ you make all things new. Transform the poverty of our nature by the riches of your grace, and in the renewal of our lives, make known your heavenly glory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Old Testament reading is from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 62, beginning at verse 1. For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent, and for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest, until her vindication shines out like the dawn, and her salvation like a burning torch. The nations shall see her vindication, and all the kings your glory, and you shall be called by a new name, that the mouth of the Lord will give. You shall be a crown of beauty in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of your God. You shall no more be termed forsaken, and your land shall no more be termed desolate. But you shall be called, my delight is in her, and your land married. For the Lord's delight in you, and your land shall be married. For as a young man marries a young woman, so shall your builder marry you. And as the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so shall your God rejoice over you. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle is from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 12, beginning at verse 1. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be uninformed. You know that when you were pagans, you were enticed and led astray to idols that could not speak. Therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaking by the Spirit of God ever says, "Let Jesus be cursed," and no one can say, "Jesus is Lord," except the Holy Spirit. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of services, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by the one Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, the discernment of spirits. To another, various kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are activated by one and the same Spirit, who allots to each one individually, just as the Spirit chooses. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The gradual hymn number 303. Lord of the Church, we pray for our renewing.
Christ, over all. hear the gospel of our Savior Christ according to St. John, chapter 2, beginning at verse 1.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine gave out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what concern is that to you and to me? My hour has not yet come." The mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now standing there were six stone water jars for the Jewish rites of purification, each holding 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus said to them, "Fill the jars with water," and they filled them up to the brim. Jesus said to them, "Now draw some out and take it to the chief steward." So they took it. When the steward tasted the water that had become wine and did not know where it came from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew, the steward called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves the good wine first, and then the inferior wine after the guests have become drunk. But you have kept the good wine until now." Jesus did this, the first of his signs in Cana of Galilee, and revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. This is the gospel of the Lord. Grant, O God, that through the written word and through the spoken word, we may behold the living word, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. This week, beginning on Saturday, the 18th of January past, and finishing on Saturday coming, the 25th of January, we join with Christians around the world in praying for unity. We know it's a prayer in line with God's will, as Jesus himself prayed that his followers may be one, as he and his Father are one. So we know it's a prayer we can utter with faith and confidence. It might at times feel that a huge amount of faith is required, and nothing short of a miracle for churches to live in unity. But we believe in a God of miracles, do we not? It's very easy in an increasingly polarized society to focus on difference and disagreement, and let strong opinions and deeply held convictions drive wedges between us, whether that be in the church of large, for example, when there were very testing debates at all levels in the Church of Ireland and in other denominations about the remarriage of divorced persons in church. And today we wrestle with the ongoing debate about the blessing of couples in same-sex relationships, or in our own local congregations as we struggle with decisions about our mission or buildings or changing worship patterns with fewer clergy. But the Bible is very clear in many places that as Christian sisters and brothers, we are family. we have a God-given unity, and we are somehow one. Differences amongst us are certainly no surprise to God. He formed us. He made us each unique. And he drew us into a church community where we can each play our part and bring a variety of perspectives. That's what makes church life and community so rich and deep. In St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, which is one of the readings set for today, Paul explains that the Holy Spirit, given to us as we follow Jesus and come into God's family, is the same Spirit in each of us, part of the same God. Yet, that one Holy Spirit equips and enables us all differently, unleashing, if you like, a smorgasbord of gifts and skills and ways of serving others. Paul gives examples of the variety of spiritual gifts God gives to us as his people. Gifts of healing and prophecy and wisdom. Elsewhere, he talks of people being equipped as pastors or teachers, leaders or evangelists. There are numerous passages where we glimpse how this makes for the rich variety of people who make up not only our congregations, but those of different denominations and traditions here and across the world. And Paul writes, to each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. That's what we need to remember as we focus on unity. As we come together with all our differences, different personalities, different opinions, different passions, different things we are gifted to do, we come together as the body of Christ for the common good. We overcome the challenge posed by difference for the sake of the world God loves, and we embrace the opportunity offered by difference for the sake of the world God loves. We pray for unity, however impossible it might sometimes appear, in order that we might be kingdom people, sharing hope and transforming our communities as we live with values of love, compassion, justice, and freedom. We pray for unity, even when it challenges us, in order that we might come together purposefully around our priorities as churches, finding ways to worship God which are open to all, creatively making disciples across different traditions, working to increase the number of children and young people in our churches, doing so in multiple congregations and new worshiping communities which are different. Yes, but united in their love for God and filled with the one Holy Spirit. As we pray for Christian unity this week, let's be the answer to our prayers as we pray them, seeking to build bridges, to embrace and celebrate our differences, and work together for the common good. Jesus prayed that we may be one, as he and the Father are one. Let us pursue that depth of relationship and be thankful for all we share. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
On page 205, we affirm our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. And for our salvation he came down from heaven, was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and we look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, you promised through your Son, Jesus Christ, to hear the prayers of those who ask in faith. Lord of your people, give grace to the church to be a crown of glory and a sign to the world. We pray for this diocese and for David, our bishop. Give him wisdom, vision, courage and creativity in his work and in all his decisions in 2025. We pray too for his work in the Central Church alongside the other bishops. We pray for this group of parishes. Guide us and all your people to discern the special gifts that you have given to each and to use them fully in your service. Grant to all Christian people the mutual love that is the duty of those called to be your own. Strengthen our respect for those who acknowledge Christ in ways different from ours, and draw us towards the unity that is your will. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of creation, bless Charles, our King, and all in positions of responsibility in both church and state. We pray for the Prime Minister, Sir Keir Starmer, the Secretary of State, Hilary Benn, the government, all members of Parliament and peers. Also, the First Minister, Michelle O'Neill, Deputy First Minister, Emma Little-Pengelly, the Executive, and the Assembly. We pray too for a new government in the Republic, which is expected to be elected this coming week, and also the new administration in the United States, which shall take office tomorrow. We pray for those in Gaza and Israel as the longed-for ceasefire takes hold. Turn the hearts of those who work only for their own interests and bring them to love others in the freedom of your service. Bring the Middle East and the whole world closer to you in desire for peace and better understanding. Take away prejudices which condemn any of your human family. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of our relationships, help those who work in our local community
and those with whom we work, to offer their gifts and talents for the good of all. Make us witnesses to your faith in harmony with our families, friends, and neighbors. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of all healing, we pray for those who feel cut off from fellowship with others because of their nationality, race, color, or way of life. Grant them the assurance of their worth and give to those who have rejected them the grace to seek and welcome them in love. Have mercy on orphaned or neglected children. Visit and relieve the homeless and those driven out by war or persecution. Protect those who are sick or suffering, and be with those who have any special need. Also, those affected by recent flooding or Arctic-like weather conditions, and the devastating fires in California. Deliver all who know danger, violence, or oppression in the war-torn and conflict-ridden areas of the world, especially in Ukraine. Strengthen those who work for their relief. And we pray for all those recently bereaved. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of eternity, we give thanks for those who have lived the life of faith on earth and are now gathered into the eternal unity of the church in heaven. Rejoicing in their fellowship, may we learn to rejoice with one another. Accept our prayers through Jesus Christ our Lord, who taught us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We do not presume to come to this your table, merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in your manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under your table, but you are the same Lord, whose nature is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. We stand. Our Savior Christ is the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace, there shall be no end. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Give the Lord the glory due to his name. Enter his courts with an offering. The offertory hymn 438. O thou who at thy Eucharist didst pray that all thy church might be forever one. The Lord is here. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Father, Almighty and ever-living God, at all times and in all places, it is right to give you thanks and praise for Jesus Christ our Lord, who in human likeness revealed your glory to bring us out of darkness into the splendor of his light. And so with all your people, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and singing. Blessed are you, Father, the creator and sustainer of all things. You made us in your own image. Male and female, you created us. Even when we turned away from you, you never ceased to care for us. But in your love and mercy, you freed us from the slavery of sin, giving your only begotten Son to become man and suffer death on the cross to redeem us. He made there the one complete and all-sufficient sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. He instituted and in his holy gospel commanded us to continue a perpetual memory of his precious death until he comes again. On the night that he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks to you, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." Therefore, Father, with this bread and this cup, we do as Christ your Son commanded. We remember his passion and death. We celebrate his resurrection and ascension. And we look for the coming of his kingdom. Accept through him, our great high priest, this our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. And as we eat and drink these holy gifts, grant by the power of the life-giving Spirit that we may be made one in your holy church, and partakers of the body and blood of your Son, that he may dwell in us, and we in him. Through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever. Amen. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. Draw near with faith, Receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood, which he shed for you. Remember that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith, with thanksgiving. God of glory, you nourish us with bread from heaven. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, that through us the light of your glory may shine in all the world. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ,
Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. Christ the Son be manifest to you, that your lives may be a light to the world. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Tomorrow night, Monday, there will be the branch meeting of the Mothers' Union members, which will take place in the parochial hall at 8 o'clock. And visitors, of course, will also be made very welcome. On Wednesday evening, the bowling club meets in the hall at 8 o'clock. Sunday next, the third Sunday of Epiphany, also World Leprosy Day. Morning prayer at 10 o'clock and the loose collection at next Sunday service and the following week's service will be in favor of the work of the Leprosy Mission. Wednesday week, the 29th of January at 11 o'clock will be the next Wednesday Club, Coffee Morning and Crack. That will take place at 11 on Wednesday the 29th. All seniors and retirees in the community are welcome. The recessional hymn 528, The Church as One Foundation is Jesus Christ, her Lord.